And on cue, there's the Mad Men music. That means Mike Schultz is here to talk about the world of cinema.
The world of cinema.
He's the entertainment editor for the River Cities Reader. Read his thoughtful, incisive, and...
Is that right?
Yes.
I'm occasionally incisive.
Erudite, must say. columns at rcreader.com and occasionally in paper form.
Yeah. Did you see the last issue by chance?
No, why?
The best of the Quad Cities issue?
No.
Third place.
But by doing absolutely nothing for, I mean, without, you know, trying to labor your forces mm-hmm. together and stuff, that's good. That speaks to your popularity.
We can never do better than third place in that.
I don't know. Had you tried and gotten the word out, who knows? Yeah. I'm just saying.
I think we're dealing with powers that are beyond our magic, man.
I was happy to see that.
Well, I'm glad. I know you voted for us, Mike.
Yeah.
At least I'm hoping you voted
of
for us.
Of course.
You're only allowed one vote, though.
Yeah. So we're Debbie Thomas in the 88 Olympics. It's great.
Yeah, we get the bronze medal.
That's how I think of you, my friend.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Mike, well, let's talk about the movies.
Yeah, I saw a really good one last week. The Ghost Rider, the Roman Polanski thriller with Ewan McGregor and Pierce Brosnan. Yeah.
Just a
really good, strong, nicely constructed, clever, scary movie.
Yeah. Okay.
The kind they don't make no more.
Really,
basically.
Really spooky, huh?
Not even spooky so much as just you're kind of always gripped. I mean, you're like you want to find out what goes on from scene to scene. You're like, all right, okay, what's happening now? Oh, interesting. What's going on now? For like an hour and a half.
But Polanski wasn't at the premiere. Why is that?
Why did Polanski not show?
Well,
I don't understand. Seems rude.
Little something called the hot tub time machine. Got him in some trouble.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, it did.
Oh no, wait a minute. Was there a hot tub in... That's Glenn Frey. Or Don Henley,
I think there was a hot tub involved.
No. I'm pretty sure.
Was there? Don Henley was the one with the underage girl in the hot tub.
I thought there was a hot tub.
Oh, maybe there was.
I thought so, too.
So
that should have been. Anyway,
is
it was good.
Still in theaters?
Yeah, it's still here, at least for another week.
Go
catch it, absolutely. I also really liked Diary of a Wimpy Kid. We were kind of hoping that was going to be good. It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. It's gross. It's a good, cheerfully gross movie.
What is that?
Yeah, that's a PG flick. But it's filled with booger jokes and fat jokes and fart jokes, and it kind of works. It's a good. It feels like a junior high movie.
Yeah.
But in a good way. It's got some, it's sentimental, but it's not
sappy.
It's not sappy. Yeah. Pretty clever. Good actors.
All right.
I had a great time.
So you like those movies. What about Repo Men?
You know, I didn't see Repo Men.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Okay.
Nah, I didn't have quite enough time to see that. I did see Hubble 3D over at the Putnam in the IMAX Theater, their new one. 45 minutes, you know, you can almost never go wrong with 45 minutes.
Right.
And it looks gorgeous. It's kind of like 45 minutes of the first 5 minutes of Contact. You remember that movie with Robert Zemeckis and the camera just kind of pans back forever? Uh-huh. It's kind of like that.
So it's like the first 45 minutes in heaven.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yes, it is. It's good.
And that's really amazing. And the 3D works for you on that
Definitely.
One?
Yeah. Because I can't. 45 minutes is about enough for me, I think, with 3D. And then I'm now I'm bored. But it was good. And finally, The Bounty Hunter we saw with Gerard Butler and Jennifer Aniston.
I forgot all about that movie.
Oh, I wish I could have.
Oh, brother.
How bad?
It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's really bad. I've never wanted to punch an actor so much as Gerard Butler. He is so self-regarding. I mean, you just know he thinks he's God's gift. Every time you see him, he just kind of reeks of, you know you love me. You want me.
Isn't she basically the same
she's
way?
She's irritating, too, for a different reason. Yeah, because she's, you know, she's still doing a little bit of that pity me thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she hasn't, of course, done anything different from over the last 16 years than Rachel.
Right.
Thankfully, I mean, they got some fun people in the supporting cast. You know, you got Carol Kane. You remember Carol Kane?
Sure.
God love her. Carol Kane's awesome. She comes in, she kind of steals her little 2 minutes, and Christine Baranski's in it, which is cool. Jason Sudeikis, is that his name? Yeah. He's awesome.
But bad.
Yeah, because you're stuck with these two idiots the whole movie. And, you know.
Cop out bad?
Boy, it's your. No.
Not cop out bad.
Cop out still
cop
the worst?
Out bad. Cop out's still.
For 2010.
Yeah, for this year, cop out's the worst. Oh, God, and there was also that Our Family Wedding that's real close.
Family Wedding.
The one we
bad.
Talked about with Forrest Whitaker.
With the talking goat.
That's
for no reason.
The talking goat.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to stick with cop out, but.
Yeah, okay.
Whatever. It's Bounty Hunter. It's exactly what you think it's going to be.
Well, we've got two movies that I know of that are opening up in Quad City Theaters today, and we'll get started with The Hot Tub Time Machine.
Yeah.
Following a night of drinking in a ski resort hot tub, four friends wake up back in 1986, getting a chance to rewrite the past.
Who wouldn't want that?
86 is where I would start. Yep. That's where the mistakes really started spiraling out of control. Here now, a hot tub time machine.
Something weird's going on.
Yo, I have a question.
Dude is rocking cassette player.
Relax, I'm sure there's a reasonable explanation.
Leg warmers! Jammer girl!
Excuse me, miss. What color is Michael Jackson?
Black.
What an awful clip to send us. I don't know what just happened.
I'm not sure.
It was
I
fun hearing new
that.
Shoes again.
That was cool. Yeah. All right. But no, I have no idea what that was about.
I think going back in time like that would be paralyzing.
Why?
Because it'd be like, what do I do different?
Because my, where did I
because
go wrong?
My nature would tell me to do exactly what I did before. Because you are what you are.
Well, yeah. And what if by correcting the mistakes that you make, you end up in a worse situation?
That's exactly right. Yeah. That's what I mean. Yeah. You end up screwing yourself over.
Right.
If I did something different, I wouldn't be here now with you guys.
Thanks,
see
Darren.
What he did there?
That's something else.
That was sweet.
Don't fall prey to his nonsense. All right. Also opening in theaters today.
What do I correct? And is it really a correction?
I would. Sure.
The one thing you could do, though, is make a lot of money placing bets.
Yeah. Yeah, there's that.
That you could do.
If Biff taught us anything, it's that you make your money going back in time with the sports almanac.
Yeah. Yes. Nice. Good reference.
Oh, I'd remember.
Also opening today, How to Train Your Dragon. A Viking teenager is being trained to fight dragons. He befriends one of the flying fire breathers. Hiccup is the name of the Viking kid, played by, or at least the voice of that Jay Baruchel.
Okay.
Who
he's cool.
We all think is terrific.
Yeah.
Here's a clip from How to Drain... Not Drain Your Dragon.
Drain Your Dragon?
How to Drain Your Dragon.
Well, that's
honey,
another,
I gotta go.
In
gotta
what
go
way?
Drain the Dragon.
That's another movie.
That one's also in 3D.
If you want to borrow it, I keep it in my basement special box. Here's how to... Boy. How to Train Your Dragon.
Hiccup.
Dad, I have to talk to you, Dad.
I need to speak with you too, son. I think it's time you learned to fight dragons.
What?
You go first.
No, you go first.
All right. You get your wish. Dragon training. You start in the morning.
Oh, man, I should have gone first. Because I was thinking, you know, we have a surplus of dragon-fighting Vikings, but do we have enough... bread-making Vikings or small home repair Vikings.
You'll need this.
I don't want to fight dragons.
I like Jay.
Yeah.
But that other guy.
That's Gerard Butler.
It sure was.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Mike. Don't let him ruin this movie for you.
This is like the sixth movie in the last 6 months. I think he's making one a month now.
Uh-huh.
Man, it's just good, to irritate me. I'm pretty sure it's personal.
It's good to be Gerard Butler.
Man. Well, at least he's... got using his Scottish brogue as opposed to doing one of his horrible American accents for a change.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, Schultz.
Hmm.
Why does a Viking have a Scottish brogue? They're not from Scotland, are they?
I don't think so. They're from Norway or something.
Right?
Right. Yeah. They're Scandinavian.
Scandinavian, yeah.
Well, I'll let you know something here. You had Law-Abiding Citizen, Gamer, The Ugly Truth, and Tales of the Black Freighter last year. That was that... cartoon for the Watchmen.
I missed that.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was the pirate on the raft, you know, in the Watchmen.
Huh. Okay.
How to Train Your Dragon represents the last movie that he's in for 2010.
Really?
You will not have to deal with Gerard Butler again in movie form.
Fantastic.
Until Corleonius. I'm not saying that right. It's a Shakespeare play. Coriolanus?
Okay. Coriolanus, yeah.
Coriolanus.
That sounds right.
Yeah. Him and Ralph Fiennes and Vanessa Redgrave are making that. That'll be in theaters in 2011.
Not our theaters, I'm betting.
That could end up being a little dry.
Could be.
Just a little dry.
Probably Jennifer Aniston not making an appearance. I'm guessing. No. No dragons.
No.
No Louis Anderson in that.
No.
No.
Craig Robinson, not going
to
show up.
Not going to happen. No. So I want you to take heart that you don't have to look at him for the rest of the year.
Fine. That's
and
cool.
And you won't have to see him at all. It's just his voice. All
right. I can live with that, I guess, you know.
So I don't want him ruining what is going to be, I think, a really good movie for you.
It looks fun. Okay. It actually does look fun. So we'll see.
You're not here next week, so
I am not.
If we want to know what's what and what you think about things, we'll have to check out your reviews at rcreader.com.
Yeah, absolutely.
As always, Mike, thanks for the time.
A pleasure. See you soon.
He's Mike Schultz from the River Cities Reader. We're Dave and Darren. Got MMA tickets to give away here. Trials of a Gladiator. We'll do that with the MMA fix right after Foo Fighters. This is Rock 104.9.